I think I experience most of them as lip poems. To be honest, that's probably part of the reason why I started writing poetry in the first place, because I was a hormonal teenager who was wanting to write love poems for other people to impress them. And that impulse is still there. It's just become maybe a little mutated over time.
You're listening to Air Schooner, listening that moves you. Air Schooner presents its reading series, produced by Scott Winter, with production assistance by Catherine Larson and Franny Sprouls.
Today on Air Schooner's reading series, you'll be listening to poet Jennifer Perrine. Perrine has written two collections of poems, The Body Is No Machine, which was the winner of the 2008 Devil's Kitchen Reading Award in Poetry, and In the Human Zoo, which won the 2010 Aga Shahid Ali Prize in Poetry. In today's episode, Perrine will be reading several of her poems, including In the Human Zoo, If Life Gives You Lemons, Make, Maji, Obad, Security Guard, and When the Dazzle Isn't Gradual.
In the Human Zoo, I am no one's missing link, unless the gap they're seeking to fill is the synapse between army boot teen and baddie old coot. Still, I make a winsome captive, even if I won't stoop to throwing my stool at passers-by, won't perform my traditional folk dance, cabbage patch, running man for the gathering crowd. Mine's not the quirky bodily wisdom of Chang and Aang, the fleshy wonder of Venus, Hottentot or no. But I'm told when I smile, I'm the spitting image of Oda Benga, after clergy removed him from the zoo, capped his finely filed teeth, dressed him in trousers and a bowler hat, christened him Otto, sent him to school. If life gives you lemons, make your mouth into a trough, a spout from which that sour sauce will pour, pulp and spittle swimming down your chin, eyes pinched shut, each acid thought welling under the tongue, thin slice of pain wedged on the salty rim of your face. Let its tart grace skim your glass neat. No sugar, no ice to temper this bite, this slick burst that cankers your lips. Life gives you lemons. Cut your teeth on their rinds, tear them with gusto, slake your thirst with their slavering, jaundiced juice. Swallow hard. Leave no seeds behind. Many dangers, toils, and snares. On the sidewalk, crows strut in the sun, starlets waiting to be discovered. They surround me, this bench where I've stopped for lunch, the bicycle I have spilled at the edge of the field's zealous grass. The crows have unfolded a possum skin, pluck its still red innards like seeds from the pulp of a pomegranate. Once my mother told me God loves crows more than all other birds, how they fend for themselves, not just picking each corpse clean, but erecting tools to torture larvae from rotting logs, throwing snails at the hard stones below to expose soft bodies, whittling twigs to shiv grubs. Here in the summer heat, crows orbit their noonday meat, satellites spinning around a dead world. My cupped hands splash water on my face, and I recall how my mother would say grace. Hunger is only the first of our trials. God bless those who have learned to compete. This is Madhya. The third night you didn't come home, I hauled boxes of dishes up from the basement. Your mother's wedding crystal, the yellowed stoneware from Goodwill. Every piece once held to someone else's lips, rubbed by foreign fingers. From the balcony, I began. First, the snifters, still brimming with the scent of brandies I'd never had, the slight whir and ting of their tapered mouths opening against the pavement. Then the saucers, flutes, cereal bowls, their slivers strewn like seed for some industrial bird. In neighbors' houses, blinds flew up, light streaking the arcs of whirling discs, empty cups, the hard flight of a curse into the air. I can't say what names I made that night for the street's bold betrayal, how it sprawled before our door, its stone skin waiting to take you away. I think the love poem doesn't go out of fashion because love doesn't go out of fashion. I mean, we're still seeking it. Even when we have it, we still want to, you know, some people want to make it over as something new. Some people just want to be more loving, more compassionate. I don't know, there's so much room to explore there because we spend a lot of our time not always being kind to each other, and so if we can do it through writing, trying to show some of the love that we don't always feel comfortable saying in person-to-person interactions, it's one way to go about it. Obad. Dawn came coral as a reef running like a rib under the skin of the sky, sliced the black open, wicked wound, blood blown across the surface of the day. She flirted through curtains, made her way through our room as a calm breeze sweeps cleanly across the town just after the tornadoes touched down. We uttered oaths, made lewd gestures. Still, she beat her bird body against our windows. So we tried disguises, cons with slick come-ons, swindling one last dollar from the dark, devils endeavoring to outscorch the sun. But our horns were dulled by caresses, eroded by the rub of silk. Let's face it, we're no tricksters, no bold warriors, though we fought, our teeth bared, claws tearing the light. We're no fools either. If we can't hold back mourning, we'll lean into it, invent new languages where every word means night. Security Guard, Robert Gober's Untitled, 1989-96. People flock to see the haunted white gown, how it clothes no one, yet rises, central, voluminous, catches the light. Easy to keep busy, searching for beads and lace, for the supports, the invisible stays that maintain this dream. Purity at last. no body to stand in its way. Few stop to gauge the weather in these walls, strange fruit hanging against a periwinkle sky. These pastels soothe the eye, lull spectators into the surrounding sleep, a thousand men safe in the house of night. I watch them come and go, bite my lip, count to ten, drop my head to straighten the wayward tongue gone loose in my boot, to tug a brown sock high. The guests have declined a tour of my face, never learn how I too can take up space, but remain unseen while I wait. The clock so slow, each tick reminds me I should know this room will not let me leave. I'm wedded to it, to this history, to this bride who promises there's nothing up her sleeve. When the dazzle isn't gradual. For every Greek god disguised as swan, bull, eagle, ant, there's always a wolf dressed up as divine, a seducer unwilling to hold back, desire shining delicious, mortal vaporizing splendor from gold eyes. We all know the kind, illusionists who break open the everyday, replace our skins with bright constellations, unleash bears or scorpions or scaled dragons coiled tightly where we expect ordinary, unmarked skies. It's no trick of the light, smoke, and mirrors. Where the lover touches us, we are stunned. The self rent like threadbare cloth. The lover summons from us an excess. No mere pair of hairs or doves extracted from a hat, but a shower of silver coins plucked from the air to the rhythm of wild silence. No speech, no patter. We depart new, grand, lost in worship, clapping madly long after the house lights rise and curtains drop, not knowing how we are the encore, how this performance has left us transformed, that soon we'll stumble upon some woman, some man, unsuspecting, and manifest as lightning, whirlwind, sight-scorching glory.
You've been listening to Jennifer Perrine read a selection of her poems, In the Human Zoo, If Life Gives You Lemons, Make, Maji, Obad, Security Guard, and When the Dazzle Isn't Gradual. You can find her poems in the collections The Body Is No Machine and In the Human Zoo. Perrine is a professor of English at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, where she teaches gender studies and creative writing. You can listen to her thoughts on love in the Strange Love episode of Air Schooner.
Look for Prairie Schooner at the upcoming AWP conference in Boston, March 6th to the 9th, 2013. Our staff members will appear on several panels, including a reading celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Prairie Schooner Book Prize series. Head to our table to check out the new Prairie Schooner app for iPhone and iPads, or to pick up a free set of Air Schooner headphones.
Air Schooner is a bi-weekly product of Prairie Schooner and produced with research support from James Redd, Ted Wheeler, and Marianne Kunkel. Production assistants are Catherine Larson and Franny Sprouls. Technical support comes from Rick Alloway of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's College of Journalism and Mass Communications. Air Schooner is produced by Scott Winter and the brainchild of executive producer Kwame Dawes.